Welcome to our online course, How to Move a Conference or Event Online. Hi, I'm Klaus, the founder of Innovation Labs Berlin, where we create immersive innovation experiences or aha moments for innovators and educators to shape their future. In this online course with 10 lessons, I will show you how you can design and realize an engaging online conference with remote participation. I'll share how we organized the Innovation Impact Summit, a global three-day event with 26 speakers from 15 countries in 6 continents and over 100 delegates. My goal is to give you the knowledge, insights, and confidence to plan, create, and deliver an outstanding online conference. I will introduce the fundamentals of online or virtual conferencing and share with you what we did, what we learned, and how we were improving when we ran our first summit. The course includes many practical examples and hacks that work. Just follow the 10 lessons and adapt what we did step by step. Benefit from our experience. Access over 10 hours of exclusive insights and real-life examples from around the world and learn to create massive transformational impact. We'll lay out our 7 key action steps in detail that enabled us to deliver this event within a few weeks. And I'll show you how we designed and created the experience for our attendees and speakers. You'll get a look behind the scenes for a realistic understanding of what's required and how to deliver your event successfully. You'll learn about the tools needed to organize and configure a memorable online experience. And I'll specifically address how to move your course online when you have already started organizing. And if you want specific support, we'll provide that too. In 10 lessons, we'll go through the key action steps one by one. Lesson 9 will bring together our key learnings and hacks in a compact way. Lesson 10 summarizes the requirements and tools used. This first lesson is providing orientation and clarification about online conferences. The what, the why, and the how. It will also give you a brief glimpse of the tool stack that makes such a complex endeavor possible. An online conference takes place on the internet. It is an interactive web page where participants log on, watch presentations, and interact with other attendees from all over the world. It is a virtual space where the different formats of engagement and interaction, the conference experience, actually takes place. Online conferences can substitute a variety of physical, real-world events, like annual leadership meetings, industry, technology or regional summits, market development or sales shows, trainings meetings, for example, product training for global distributors, or even coaching and mentoring events. For example, for a mentorship-based entrepreneurship program, where all mentors virtually come together on a national level beyond the typical engagements limited to the capital city. Besides the current COVID-19 situation, online conferences save time and money for attendees. There is no traveling to and from the conference required, no hotel bills to pay, and no time wasted waiting for the sessions that are of particular interest to you. In my experience, this value is appreciated if access is convenient and the technology works. Online conferences can provide focused engagement, but lack, for example, the ability to informally meet with other attendees during coffee breaks. But they create significant value, both for attendees and the organizers. Savings on location services, catering, and so on can translate into significantly lower ticket prices. 80% savings is no exception. In some cases, even more. On the meta level, running an online conference demonstrates the will and competence for digital transformation. and online conferences are growing quickly, sweeping from consumer events into business events on a global scale. Let's get a bit more specific. How are they done? Like physical conferences, online conferences, or virtual conferences, how's keynote presentations, speeches, workshops, Q&A sessions, panel discussions, and everything else you are expecting to happen in a conference? The session can be pre-recorded or live. I will show you how you can design and realize your own online conference or event in 7 key action steps, dedicating a specific lesson to each one. While this picture indicates a nice process, in reality, these action steps lead into each other, and you might end up, as we did, produce your last recorded videos even after the event has already started. Also, as we have experienced, you might have to troubleshoot to deal with the unexpected. The platforms and tools presented throughout the 10 lessons are the exact selection I have chosen for the Innovation Impact Summit. Some are necessary for a smooth conference experience, others improve effectiveness. There are many other great tools available. The chosen set represents the sweet spot for us, enabling our specific vision. And we used Hey Summit as the platform to deliver a branded global online summit experience. It integrates attendee management, payment promotion, and marketing features. It enables efficient speaker management too. While we collected and recorded our content in the form of interviews, I called them authentic conversations, with Zoom, we used Calendly to manage the scheduling of the interviews. While pre-recording interviews remotely with Zoom, we also conducted face-to-face interviews, and we used Adobe Premiere Pro and other video and editing tools. In addition, we used other marketing email newsletter tools like MailChimp, social media, specifically LinkedIn and Facebook, and to-do and communication tools like Asana, Slack, and of course Google Docs. Vimeo housed the material accessed by attendees during the conference. And because we decided we want subtitles for our global audience, the summit language was English, and we utilized Trint to automate the transcription process. Let's take a quick look into these tools one by one. Calendly is an automated scheduling software. You make a list of dates and times you are available, and others pick the date and time that suits them. It eliminates the back and forth when trying to find the time that works for everyone. And I can tell you it takes a lot of hassle out of rescheduling. Other tools we looked at included Doodle and Book Like a Boss. Calendly allows you to create multiple event types so you can schedule all of your meetings and eliminate the back and forth. You can connect multiple calendars and integrate with Zoom or GoToMeeting. And if connected, it automatically generates web conference details and adds them to your event details. It allows for custom emails and SMS reminders to keep your invitees prepared and on time. In addition, it also integrates with Salesforce, Google Analytics, PayPal, Stripe, and Zapier. Zoom is a professional YouTube. We used Zoom to conduct and record our remote interviews. For 14 euros per month, you get an outstanding video meeting and conferencing tool, widely used and easy to access from everywhere. To create a professional video style for our interviews and conversations, we used Adobe Premiere Pro for video editing. Trint to automate turning videos or audio into text, and saving us a lot of time for that process. Vimeo is an optimized online video streaming site that allows users to upload and promote their videos with a high degree of customization. 16 euros per month for 20 gigabit of upload volume per week. And Hey Summit to create, manage, run, and analyze the online summit. Starting from 29 euros per month. Okay, wrapping up lesson one. We covered the what, why, and how of an online conference, and the fact that significant value can be created for both the organizers and the attendees through substantial cost savings, leading to lower pricing tickets. I showed you my 7 action steps to organize, set up, and deliver an online event, and I introduced the necessary tools to make it all happen. In lesson 2, we'll focus on getting the start and direction right by determining the right objectives, what kind of experience you are intending for your audience, and how you work with and integrate your speakers in synchronous and asynchronous formats, like recorded keynotes or interviews, live streaming or other live events, and how you can increase the impact of your content and delivery. For more resources, check also the materials sections for this lesson.